The sniper shootings that killed five police officers in Dallas have prompted public reaction in communities across the nation. One such event occurred just before noon in downtown Lexington. As WEKU's Stu Johnson reports, this recognition took place just outside the door to the police station.
At 11:45, Lexington police officers were advised to pull off the road and turn on emergency lights for 1 minute. Lexington's mayor, police chief, and president of the NAACP all bowed their heads for a moment of silence. Police Chief Mark Barnard and his officers were already preparing to say goodbye to Detective Philip Harrison, who at 52 died of pancreatic cancer this week. Firefighter Matt Logston, 42, also lost his battle to cancer Wednesday. The chief said the Dallas police shootings is another blow to the law enforcement community.
We will suffer along with other law enforcement communities, but we will do our jobs. We'll respond to the people that need us. We'll be more vigilant. We understand that. I hope people understand that. We'll be more cautious.
The victims in Dallas were officers working during a peaceful protest of fatal shootings by police of African-American citizens in Louisiana and Minnesota. Following Lexington's moment of silence, Chief Barnard admitted he worries about the safety of his officers.
A lot of concern, a tremendous amount of concern because of what you have seen in Dallas. And we don't know exactly, and the FBI doesn't know, and Dallas don't exactly have all that information, so we're still waiting to receive some debriefing on that.
Joining the chief and mayor was local NAACP President William Saunders. He anticipates more societal friction, but he adds, in his words, we still have to gather ourselves.
Our people are frustrated. We're beyond frustration. And so it seems as if we're going to begin acting out, but we don't want that to happen. So we want to reiterate, we want you to see what's really going on, that there is definitely a relationship that has been established between our group, NAACP, Lexington Police Department. We're not on a buddy-buddy system, but we're working to deal with issues that we're dealing with today.
On his lunch break, James Johnson said relations between police and the community in Lexington are much better than in other parts of the country. He doesn't think the police deaths in Dallas will cause any more friction than already exists. Just a block from the Public Tribute, Lexington resident Sheree Myers said there's a continuing conversation in communities all over that needs focus.
It seems that from the highest level up down, that nobody is really coming to the room with the right conversation of solving the problem.
Also passing by about the same time were two men. When stopped, they preferred not to be interviewed, but as they walked away, one of them, Adam, yelled back over his shoulder, "Pray for all the hurt ones." For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.